Lester Maddox once chased me with a small axe handle. He was just funnin', of course. Mr. Maddox, who died this week at the age of 87, was running for president as a fourth-party candidate in 1976. He sipped carrot juice and told me how to put down my cup of coffee and do the same. He shook hands when the interview was over, saying, "You're a tough one," just to flatter me. Then he picked up a small axe handle and pretended to break it over my head with a laugh. The handle was inscribed, "Best wishes, Lester Maddox." I showed it around, just funnin' myself, but finally I wasn't comfortable about making a comic prop out of an implement that Lester Maddox once brandished as a weapon to keep black customers out of his Pickwick restaurant in Atlanta, any more than I would wear a swastika armband just for fun. Both Mr. Maddox and Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, who was 100 when he died this week, enjoyed long, rich lives that were larger than the racism that fueled their careers. When Mr. Thurmond was a young South Carolina Circuit Court judge, he tried to convince a grand jury to prosecute the Ku Klux Klan. He enlisted in the U.S. Army during World War II when he was 41 and was awarded a Bronze Star for valor during the D-Day invasion. He became the first governor of South Carolina to prosecute a lynch mob in 1947. Yet just a year later, he broke from the Democratic Party and ran for president as a Dixiecrat to uphold segregation, and went on to make a career in the Senate of filibustering against the whole generation of civil rights laws that transformed the United States. But even as he voted against some of those bills, he began to hire black staff members and helped win federal grants for African-American communities and colleges. When Lester Maddox was governor of Georgia, he opened up his office twice a month so that any citizen, white or black, could walk in to see him about anything without an appointment. He named a record 38 African-Americans to state government offices and increased spending for hospitals and schools in black communities. There is nothing wrong, or at least unusual, in a politician who sees the complexion of his constituency changing and changes his votes accordingly. But both Strom Thurmond and Lester Maddox presented themselves as leaders. They ran for president. They admonished the country. But when Mr. Thurmond and Mr. Maddox might have lent their powerful political personalities to help lead their states and the nation into a better future, at that historical moment when they might have helped save lives and suffering, they chose to brandish bigotry like a pickaxe until they realized they couldn't scare anyone anymore.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down.
Turner Jr. Johnson singing When I Lay My Burden Down.